plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Oh my God, he was ready.
Hello, my darlings. How are you? Oh boy. It is a beautiful day. It's kind of a misty fall.
It's my birthday!
And it is Ashley's birthday.
Ah, happy birthday to me!
On three, one, two, three. Happy birthday to
day two, Angel Face. Happy birthday to Angel Face. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Angel Face.
Okay. If you guys would like to send me gifts, feel free to email me at aeam13@gmail.com and I'll send you my address.
We'll continue. So, as Ashley said, it is Wednesday, October 24th, and it is this one over here is special day, all day. In our family, we celebrate birthdays a little differently than most. You get a whole week. So it is Ashley's birthday week, and it is going to be delightful.
Yeah.
So you guys, we have not been together for 2 weeks because last week we were all traveling, so we couldn't do our show. So I missed you.
I missed you.
And I missed you guys so much.
So we have a lot of stuff to cover. Holy,
I know. Tea balls. Has to begin.
Yeah, tea, go.
Tea, oh my God. Well, you know.
You had just adventures.
Oh, yes. Well, we went on the Magical Mystery Tours, you know, up north. Me and the Be Merry Girls, we went up. And I thought we were going to be in Duluth, but alas, we were not. We were in Port Wing, Wisconsin, which is quite a bit north of Duluth, but we were right on Lake Superior itself. The cabin we were on was right on the lake, so that was really fun. So the first thing we did was we stopped at Spirit Mountain, because that's one of our places that we go and love up. And since they had that washout, oh my God. The one bridge that we're usually on, it was totally almost gone.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was. So I put my little spirit coin into the rocks, and I put a little bit more spirit on Spirit Mountain because it was falling apart. And what? And then, dumb me, because, you know, prior to this, 2-3 weeks ago, I had said that the dog took me over the staircase.
Yeah.
Okay. So, dumb me decides I get onto this bridge area, and I'm looking down, and, you know, spirit-driven words say, climb down to the water, Teresa. Okay. So, off I go over rocks and all this stuff, and I'm going further and further down, deeper and deeper, and I'm probably story and a half, 2 stories. I went down climbing on rocks, and I was getting my water and doing all my stuff down there, and then I come walking back up, and by now there's this searing pain in my L4, L5, and I'm thinking, maybe this wasn't the wisest thing to do. I did make it back up, but then I had to sit for a little bit. That was a dumb thing to do. So I think I'll beat up my physical therapist who tells me to be more active. Yeah. And then I thought, okay, cool. We're just going to go to the cabin and relax. No. So we ended up in this one area, this beach area that Michelle knew because she's from Port Wing. And we, again, stairs. Oh. And I'm going, oh, but there's water and a beach. And I am personally, I'm a rock and driftwood whore. And I love water, and it was waves, and down I went. I went down there. I was walking on the sand and all, and note to self, walking in sand really makes those muscles that you were searing before sear even more. So, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff, and we saw some bear tracks in the sand and wolf tracks, and I was in heaven. So then I climbed back up those stairs, and I'm thinking, okay, now we're going to go to the cabin. No. We went, and there's this Finnish, supposedly of the Finns had started this community up there. So there's this huge windmill. So we had to stop there and look at that. And, you know, by now I've been in this van for 7 hours.
Oh, man.
And I'm going, oh, please, let's go back to the cabin. And we finally get to said cabin, then unload said cabin, which sleeps, it's small, it sleeps five. There were six of us, and I'm sitting on the beach, and I'm just kind of just enjoying the waves and trying to tune out the searing pain in my back by now. And then it's like, oh, now we're going to go out to eat. And I'm like, oh, use the F word in there. And so we go to this little, rinky-dink bar in town that was having a fish fry, and I'm like, you know me, ever since BP, I don't touch fish. Well, yep. That's all they were serving that night.
Oh, no!
Yeah, fish and a salad bar. Thank God for salad bars, because I hit the salad bar, and I did order the shrimp. I did order the shrimp, and they were shicing crappy, and then we went back to the cabin, and by now my pain levels, oh, usually I'm running about an 8, and I was like at a 15 by then.
Oh, God.
And they were all going, no, we're all going to sleep in the cabin, we're all going to sleep in the cabin. And there was this like 3-season porch type building further towards the beach that had a couch in it and all that, and I'm going, no, I'm gonna go sleep in there. And they're going, no, we're all sleeping. And I'm like, oh no. So I ended up sleeping out there, thank God, because there were a lot of tears, because I was in such intense pain and the Vicodin was not kicking it. But the advantage to that was it was 40 degrees out, and it's not a heated little building. And I got to stay nice and cool, and I got to listen to the waves all night long and chill out and get out of my head and, you know, kind of leave my body for a little bit to get rid of that pain. But the next day, I felt a little bit better. It wasn't as horrendous. And I went and walked on the beach again. Don't walk in the sand, Teresa. Don't. So it was fun. We were feeding the seagulls, and
I saw your picture.
Yeah, we did a lot.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yes. I love it. So we had a lot of fun. Spirits were talking to me the entire time we were up there. And, you know, down here in the cities, it's just like lately they don't talk to me or I'm not hearing them. There was no way you could ignore them. They were just, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But all in all, we had a fun time. Went to Cornucopia. And actually, it's Fun Incorporated, according to the sign. And we did all the, you know, the touristy things, like putting our face in the sign with the bodies and all that crap. And yeah, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. I love it up there. If I could
It
afford it.
sounded relaxing and painful at the same
Yeah, it
time.
really does. But your
Yeah.
pictures were just stunning.
Oh, yeah. And we get to the last place that we went to was this
Hello?
beach
Keith?
area on an Indian reservation. And like so excited. I'm here. I'm here. Hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can now.
Okay. I get so excited about certain things in life, and one of those things is being on Lake Superior on a huge rock that goes out into the water, and the waves are coming up and splashing up. I get really giddy. It's like crazy. And I was out there, and Angelina was taking pictures, and up come a wave, and I was drenched and in love. I'm going, ah, I've just been baptized by the lake. Ah. So then I get all excited. I go grab my camera pictures, and I dropped it on the rock and broke it.
Oh no.
Oh, mama needs a new camera.
So just email Ashley at AE.
AM13@gmail.com and I'll send that over to Teresa, maybe.
Oh, you better.
I
I
think
will
that Lake
cry.
Superior is kind of creepy because of so many ships that have sunk there. Isn't like the entire lake full of just sunken ships?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
And probably why spirits were talking to me like crazy that night too, or the whole
Yeah,
week.
probably. Oh, it's just so creepy.
Shut them up. It
Yeah.
was la 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 la.
So, you know what I
So
noticed that
yeah, that.
I forgot to do? I forgot to say you are listening to the Sit a Spell show. Welcome to the Sit a Spell show. I totally forgot
Woo!
we were and
We're a
people.
day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, so we've got Ashley, Teresa,
Huh.
and Lisa welcoming you to the Sit a Spell show.
It's fine. People get it.
Yeah. So, Ash.
Okay. So what I did is I went to the Paradigm Symposium, and I just have to say, I personally know Scotty and Rainey who put it on, and it was fascinating. I met some of the coolest people at the Paradigm Symposium. They had amazing talkers. I got to see all sorts of people. Like I met the owner of Magus Books now. And
Oh.
I got to meet the Twin Cities Paranormal Society people.
Which, by the way, Teresa, they didn't even know who we were. Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious since we
But
started it.
I was like, I love Michelle, and thank you for that free keychain that has a flashlight on it. Yeah. So, and then also I met like Micah Hanks, and I listened to people talk, and I met really cool people. And so, you know, I went there to represent Pagan Living TV because we're launching in December. And I wanted to get people's feedback and stuff. And it was just really cool. And next year, it's going to be killer. I mean, this year they had hundreds of people, and it was completely professional and fun and enlightening. And I can't even imagine what next year will be like because it was awesome.
I know Ashley was sending me text messages, and I'm like, oh God, I wish I was there. It looked so cool.
I know, I'm so proud of what they put on because it was so good. For your first year to be so awesome. Oh,
It's unheard of.
yeah, it really is though. So, yay, you have to come next year.
And didn't you say next year it's going to be on conspiracies?
Yeah.
Oh God, I have to go to that. Love.
Yay.
Amen, sister, because we know you and me, conspiracy theories. Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
So I'm glad that you guys had a good time. I would have liked to have been with both of you for both of your adventures.
But you were busy.
I was busy too.
On some freaky stuff.
On a little bit of freaky stuff. I went to Chicago and Indiana and Cincinnati and Kentucky. And I was hanging out with the dead all weekend. Well, actually, since last Tuesday, which is part of the reason that we didn't have the show last Wednesday, is because all three of us were so busy and we couldn't get together in opposite parts of the entire world, so we decided to go ahead and skip last week's show. So I went to the Saddamsville Rectory, I went to Bachelor's Grove, and I went to Bobby Mackey's. All three were done by who are those people with the hair gel? Ghost
Ghost
Adventures.
Adventures.
Ghost Adventures had done all of them.
Hey, Zach.
Ew.
Sorry, go on.
So I went there, Bobby Mackey's. I now have a certificate that says I am now a certified ghost hunter, which I found that very funny. And
Really?
yeah, I took a picture of it. I'll upload it. But within 5 minutes of getting there, I got poked in the eye, like with a sharp finger. not just like a poke in the eye, but poked in the eye where my whole eye turned super red and it was watering and it looked like I got beat up.
A spirit finger?
A spirit finger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's creepy.
It was.
There's nothing worse than a wild spirit finger.
There is nothing worse than a wild spirit finger. Not a whole lot happened at Saddamsville. We had some barking. We had a lot of agitated people. At one point, we had to leave there because it was kind of getting oppressive. But it was a good time. But I don't know that I would go back. Only because, it's really freaking far away. Mm-hmm. I mean, I flew to Chicago, but then we drove down there. Ugh. But the absolute best part of the whole time was when we were done investigating, Ron and I would go back. We were sharing a room. And we would drink boatloads of tea and watch The Walking Dead. And it was great.
Now, are you watching the original Night of... Oh, no. I'm thinking of a different movie altogether.
Nope, this isn't a movie. It's a TV show on AMC. And it's a third season, and I'm up to... We just finished watching the first season. So that was the best time. But, I mean, we had such a blast. I saw Ashley Scott's film premiere, which was really good. It wasn't on the paranormal at all. It was all on her life, how she grew up in an extremely abusive household.
Mm-hmm.
I met wonderful people. I hung out again with Patrick and Marley. Just met wonderful people.
You might have to say who Patrick is. Everybody would know.
Oh, sorry. Patrick Burns from... Where is he from? That was so long ago. Haunted Evidence, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. And Marley writes books. Anyway, nice people.
Was Bobby Mackey's really scary?
No.
Really?
I didn't think it was scary at all.
But didn't something happen to Ron?
No, that was at Saddamsville.
Oh, okay.
Saddamsville was freaky. Oh, and at one point, they've got raccoons there. And you know Ron, he's like... The animal lover, yeah. So he's got a piece of pizza in his hand, and this raccoon is coming straight up to him, and I swear is like a foot away, if that. If it wasn't for the fact that I walked up and went, oh my God, that's a raccoon! He would have fed the raccoon.
Yeah.
But I freaked
out. Or gotten bitten and gotten rabies.
Well, and
which
that's
is always fun.
That's what I said. I was like, they have rabies. And he's like, not this one. I named it Buddy.
No! Oh, that's so Ron. Oh, my God. I love it.
So, Ron, we had a great time. I met Ron's family. They are delightful and wonderful. Love them. And then, I don't know.
Did you try a Chicago
pizza? Oh, yeah. I tried Chicago pizza. Chicago-style Chicago pizza.
And? That's
delicious.
Is it really deep?
It's really deep, like deep and deliciously like cheesy. Oh, and I went to Paws, and I want every single animal there.
Mm-hmm.
They have these little scruffy little puppies there that are like 3 inches big, and I'm like, I want one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have enough trouble with Bear, who's, by the way, noticed that in Heat.
Yep.
Oh, again? Quick, bring her in now.
Yeah. Also, I have like this intense love of cakes and cupcakes. You know, it is my birthday. Don't forget. But they decided to send me pictures of cupcakes and cakes in this store. Oh, it's so delightful here. Look at all the cupcakes. Oh, my God. It was cool.
They were thinking of you, Ashley. Come on now.
Torture.
That was mommy's love, thinking of her little baby angel face. She thought of you and she saw the cupcakes and she went, oh, that reminds me of my angel face. It's her birthday.
She hates cupcakes. Yeah, I didn't actually eat any of it.
Well, no, you were just admiring it because it looked like angel face.
Yeah, nice one.
And then I started my new job today, and it is delightful. Love it. My office is gorgeous. The freaking bathroom, the women's bathroom, is like a day spa in there. It's gorgeous. In my office, oh my God. So not only is the job awesome, but the offices are
the
like...
The decor, darling.
Is freaking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Soup's half there.
Yay!
So Ash.
Yeah.
We have a song for you.
A song?
Yeah.
I don't like when you smile like that. Oh, God.
But why?
Because I know that you thought we forgot your birthday, but we didn't.
No, well, my own mother wouldn't forget my birthday. If she did, she'd be an awful mother. I yeah, did.
Well, actually, I'm the one who found the song and said, no, we got to play this on the radio.
Yes, she found the song for you.
Okay.
So we're going to play it for you.
Okay. I'm scared.
Oh, I got to click on it. Hold on.
Oh, I got to click on it.
Oh, I'm going to smack you.
It's my birthday, though.
I know. Birthday spankings.
Oh, my God. P.S. I
23?
Had a...
I'm coming over tonight.
It was an old tasty cupcake.
Okay, shut up.
Sorry.
Birthday girl. Oh.
It's called the best happy birthday song.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah. Happy birthday, little Andalphis. We love you.
Just to Ashley. Clink, clink. All right, so we have a wonderful guest coming up. So
it's secret, isn't it, too?
Well, it's always a secret. Hello.
Duh.
Hello.
Hello.
So we've got a great guest coming up. So after the song, we have some guests.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. know she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. She's a flame, so bright she can burn your eyes. Better look the other way. You can try, but you'll never forget her name. She's on top of the world, hottest of the hottest girls. Say, oh, we got our feet on the ground and we're burning it down. Oh,
Well, hello.
Hi, is Ashley available?
Ashley is available. What?
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Oh my God, what?
We love you. We wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome. We hope you have a great birthday.
Ashley's crying, you guys.
You're so cute. Are you surprised?
I'm so surprised. I was like, I've never heard someone else having the same name as Sherelle.
It's not just Sherelle.
No, it's Natasha. Yeah. You guys suck.
We love you. We love you.
Bye. You know I love you guys.
All right, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
You guys suck. Oh my God. That didn't even occur to me. I was like, that number looks familiar. Why does it look so familiar? Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, we're getting hugs over here.
That was really cute. Oh my God. She's crying. It's very cute.
It's really hot in here.
Hello.
Hi, who do we have?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie!
Oh, hello! Happy birthday, almost!
Thank you, Stephanie!
Yes, you're welcome! Yay, Ashley is the brightest light in my life. She's absolutely wonderful. She's turning 23 this year. She's the mother of a pit bull. Yay, happy birthday. I love you.
Love you. Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for being
yes.
on the BFFC.
No problem. Bye.
Brightest light in my life. Tattoo right there.
You got served.
It means we got you, baby. You got served on your birthday.
Birthday. But remember, gifts can go to AEAF13. Just kidding. I love Sephora and Ulta, Caribou, Starbucks. I love dinners. Long walks on the beach. Thank you.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
I don't know these numbers. Well, it's just too bad that you don't know these numbers.
I don't understand.
Hi, you are live on Cittispell.
Well, hello, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just been busy getting ready for PLTV to launch, and just been working very hard on that.
Oh, I love Todd. I love him.
What was that?
Oh my God, you're so sneaky.
She had no idea that we had friends of
his
calling in.
God. How are you doing?
I'm Todd Daniel. You're like, hello, I'm just setting up for PLTV. That's how you do it, Todd. Marketing.
I heard that something special is happening this week.
Oh, you already know, sir. You already know. Oh, that's so awesome.
So he called to tell you that you're important to him and your happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Todd, a.k.a. Dr. Todd, a.k.a. Dr. T. He doesn't know I called that yet.
All right, thanks for being on the show, Dr. T.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Hello.
Hi, who do we have?
Hi, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Oh, wow. I totally got the number wrong. Oh, I don't even know my fiance's own number.
Welcome to the Cinespell Show, Craig.
Happy early birthday.
Welcome to the
Cinespell
Show, Craig.
I can't even hear.
That's a good thing.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Yeah, happy early birthday, babe. I love you.
You better be getting me some birthday cake pops.
We'll see. Maybe some red velvet cake.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the Cittispell Show.
Hi.
Who do we have here?
This is Ron.
Hey!
Ron!
Oh! Oh my God, Ron, I heard you try to see a... What is that, a raccoon?
I told her about the raccoon story.
Oh, yes. I almost got to feed him until he came so close.
Until someone ruined it, huh?
Yeah.
He's so mad for it.
We want to think of it like she prevented you from getting rabies.
Rabies,
yeah. No, just a little rabies. What's wrong with a little rabies?
Who needs shots in the stomach, Ron? Not
he
you.
He was so cute. But he was so cute. He had the little mask on and the cute little paws and a fluffy striped tail.
That is natural. They're
cute till they're attacking your face.
Do you recognize that number? I don't recognize any of the numbers.
Is it your number? You're like, hey, it's Mom.
Hello?
What's the Cittispell?
You're breaking up. Hello. Welcome to the Cittispell Show. Who do we have?
This is Nikki. And I'm calling to say Happy birthday, awesome Ashley.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. Nick, the badass chick, what's up? Oh, oh my God.
Oh, she just put 20 bucks in the cuss jar. Yeah.
Hello, Teresa.
Yes, oh, my darling.
How are you, wise one?
Thank you, Nikki.
Yes, happy birthday, honey. I hope it's a good one.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you guys have a good show and a good night, and love you guys.
Love you, too. Take care.
Oh, I knew her voice instantly. She has a very
distinct voice. Yeah.
Of course I would know that number. Should probably add that now for next time.
So you know when to...
The awesome Ashley.
Trying to set you up.
Did you all hear that, awesome Ashley? Yeah.
She was kidding.
No, she wasn't.
She was totally kidding. She hates you.
She loves me.
I know she does. But I can say she hates you. Because that's a cool mom that I am.
Hey, I'm appreciating that $20 of her birthday money is going in the jar.
Hello. How are you for the spell show, girls?
We are doing very good.
Fabulous.
Okay, for ya.
So, who do we have on the show?
Well, you have a birthday girl.
Ah!
Woohoo! I had started a poem for you. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow and see it on your Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
This is Karen.
I am. Hi.
Hi.
How is the show going this evening, girls? Good?
I have cried so much today.
So you messed up your $1 million makeup job?
Yeah, I really did, though. I wasn't expecting any of this. Anyone or you, I wasn't expecting anyone. It's amazing.
You have quite a large number of people who not only respect you for your work ethic, your character, and other things, but you have a large number of people who love you.
Thank you
and
so much.
I fall in that category.
I know you do, Karen!
There's some days I could punch you in the teeth, but I love you nonetheless.
Thank you, Karen, so much.
I hope that you have enjoyed and will continue to enjoy your most happy, fabulous, amazing, sparkly unicorn fun birthday.
Oh, sparkly unicorns.
God. you have been seeing feathers, haven't you?
I have, actually.
Those are your unicorns, young lady.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they are. Your unicorns are trying to get your attention. So
where?
They are. And I've been trying to be patient and wait for you to ask one of us about that. So you need to thank your unicorns for leaving the feathers and let them know that you know that they're there.
I thought it just meant like some sort of bird message, but that makes sense.
No, it's your unicorns, honey.
Thank you, Karen.
No problem. I hope that you enjoy your gift when you get to actually open it up. I will touch base with you later about that.
Thank you. I'll see you later for sure.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't even know that area.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. Who do we have?
This is Gene.
Oh, Grandpa!
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Grandpa!
How you doing?
So awesome! Oh! Where'd you get him?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you so much.
So how old are you going to be, or is that a fair question on the air?
I'm going to be 30. She's turning...
Oh, still a youngster.
She's just a pup. No. Thank you, Grandpa, for calling, picking up.
You're welcome. Here's Grandma. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Grandma, so much. God, you guys are so sneaky.
It's hard to believe that 23 years ago, I cut the cord. When your mama had you.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was your mama's labor coach. I don't think I'm
a good friend. Oh, I'm the most favorite grandchild I know.
Well, I don't know. I try not to play favorites. I've got beautiful grandkids, and I but you were the only one I was lucky enough to be in the labor room with.
Oh, automatic favorite. Thank you.
Okay. I love you, sweetheart. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Grandma.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Here's Kayla.
Hello?
Kayla!
Ah! Oh, happy dance. Oh, not like you can see. That's not cool. Okay. Hey, yeah, happy birthday!
Now she's crying. Give her a second.
Wait, did you say she's crying?
Yeah, she's crying.
Ashley, no crying on your birthday.
No, I miss you.
Yay.
Stop it, because now I'm going to start crying.
Okay.
I expect nail polish on my birthday, you said.
I'm thinking about painting my nails because of you.
Thank you. I miss you.
I miss you too. You're so cute. You need to just keep being cute.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. All right, baby. We're going to hang up. Thank you so much for being on the show and making your sister cry.
I love you, Kayla.
Yeah,
I love
Heather,
you too.
She loves you and misses you too.
Ashley's a weenie.
No, I just haven't seen her for so long. She's so cute.
All right, thanks for calling.
We got her good.
There's still the big one.
I just haven't seen her in so long.
I know, honey. I'm sorry, baby. I thought that this was going to be such a happy surprise for you.
It's happy. I'm happy. I miss her a lot.
Joy's our sisters.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show.
What?
Is this Grandma?
It's Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Ashley.
You're on the show. Remember we talked about this yesterday?
Oh, shoot. Yes, I'm sorry.
Grandma. Thank you, Grandma. Guess what, Grandma?
What?
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
So are you going to do what you said you and Dad were going to do last night?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
I think
you ready,
should.
Keith? Here we go. One, two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ashley. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Thank you so much.
She's crying.
And I'm crying.
No, we're all crying.
Thank you so much, Grandma and Grandpa.
You're welcome, sweetie.
I love you.
Love you too. Have a great, great birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
So, Ashley, I hope that this is the most fabulous, fabulous birthday surprise that you've ever had, because your mom and I were being very sneaky, and I think we pulled it off, Mom. I think we did.
I would say air five to us.
High five!
You totally did. I am so surprised.
Oh, my God.
It makes me happy. Makes me happy. Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you so much.
And I so ever love doing the show with you.
I love doing it with you. Bow, 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 bow.
Bow, bow.
and I would just like to add that to my little angel face. She was born 23 years ago today. And it was the most painful experience of my life.
Still a pain. No.
Ring. But you know, I was a single mom and it was her and me against the world. And she was this most amazing little teeny thing. And we were a team. And when I had her, I had no idea that I could love as much as I did. I didn't know I was capable of it. I just, you know, it's a different kind of love than when you're, oh, you're coming up, don't worry. It's a different kind of love than when, you know, with a spouse or a I had no idea I could love as much as I did. And my little angel face, you make me so proud every single day. She is the most brightest spirit, and she makes me so proud. She will do everything in her power to help the world. She wants to change the world and save the world, and she just makes me proud. And she walks into a room and she commands it, mm-hmm. and she just lights it up, and she mm-hmm. makes everybody feel so special and so important. And I'm so proud of you.
Can I say thank you? Okay, I'm saying happy birthday to my best friend, Ashley. You're my hero. You smell like bear poop, which is her pit bull. I love you. I love you, and the big ones next year, because it's going to be your golden.
I don't know. I would next like year, we're bringing out the strippers. Woo!
Woo! Hopefully, they're all male. All right. Thank you, everyone who called in today. Thank you, T. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Milmo. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, everyone. I love you so much. And I would like to say that this message is brought to you by AEAM13@gmail.com.
Send all your gifts. Send all your gifts to that address right there. She'll give out her address so you can ship them.
I will. Thank you so much, everyone. Like, really, from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it. Thank you so much.
Teresa, on behalf of Teresa and Ashley and I, would like to thank you so much for joining us on this special edition of the Sit a Spell Show.
And next week's even more special.
Because it is Samhain. Ah, next week, we have a huge show for you. It's Halloween / Samhain. Samhain for all of us. Halloween for all of the regular people out there. So what we're going to do is we are going to have this explosive, huge, bigger than life show. And then after the show, we're going to hand out candy, and then we're going to do rituals.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, Ashley and Heather and I, since it's only the three of us here, we are going to do Ashley's birthday ritual tonight because it is her birthday.
Woo!
Yay! So
we would like to thank you so much for joining us on this very special show. Remember, you are special and amazing and wonderful, and there isn't anything that you can't do. And we love you so much, and you're beautiful and perfect in every way. And always, always remember, my darlings, to take back your light.
And email me.
And email Ashley with her birthday gifts, PayPal and all that
Ha ha ha!